Wisconsin is a state rich in natural beauty and resources, but 2019 underscored the stresses those resources face. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz outlines the challenges as well as signs of improvement in the past year.
Were you one of the people looking for signals that Wisconsin's environmental challenges would be tended to in 2019? If so, you probably tuned into Democratic Governor Tony Evers' promise to start his first term by bringing science back to the state's diminished Department of Natural Resources. Republican Governor Scott Walker, whom Evers defeated, had dramatically reduced the agency's size and scope. Evers also pledged to zero in on safe drinking water.
We are authorizing nearly $70 million in bonding to address water quality, from replacing lead service lines to addressing water contamination all across the state.
While Evers' plan to address a wide range of water concerns was shut down by the Republican-dominated legislature, GOP lawmakers did form a bipartisan water quality task force. It crisscrossed the state, making more than a dozen stops. One person the task force heard from in Racine County was farmer Tom Grile. He told state leaders some farmers have been reducing harmful runoff into rivers and streams by keeping soil in place.
Accomplished by that ecosystem of the soil, the plants, the water, the air. And when you put it in simple terms and inform the producers how it will benefit them, we're hoping as this thing builds, everybody will not only agree with it, but find ways to implement it.
Meanwhile, in 2019, some local and federal officials turned their focus to one type of contaminant. PFAS is a part of a family of man-made chemicals used in everything from Teflon coating to firefighting foam. In Marinette, Wisconsin, located along the shores of Green Bay, the contaminant was found in area's soils, surface and groundwater, and drinking water. Former Marinette Mayor Doug Oetzinger calls the city the epicenter of PFAS contamination.
They build up. It can lead to types of cancers, thyroid issues. Young children can have developmental issues. It can cause difficulty for women to even become pregnant.
Oetzinger says area residents want aggressive regulatory action and cleanup. The Wisconsin DNR responded by creating a multi-agency action council to hash out what it calls the growing public health and environmental concerns regarding PFAS. There have been bright spots in Wisconsin's environment this year. The city of Milwaukee passed an ordinance meant to dramatically reduce the number of plastic straws handed out at local restaurants and other businesses selling drinks. Instead of automatically getting a plastic straw, customers will have to ask for them. Also, just northwest of downtown, Lindsay Heights became the city's first eco-neighborhood, thanks to its innovative use of renewable energy and green infrastructure. City leaders hope the model will rub off on other neighborhoods. And steps were taken to give native and migrating birds winging through Milwaukee's urban landscape a greater chance of survival near the city's newest landmark. Fiserv Forum was named the world's first bird-friendly arena, thanks to measures including specially treated glass and cast-down outdoor lighting. Environmental action in 2019 wasn't just spearheaded by business, political, or neighborhood leaders. Young people increasingly stepped up to bring change. Throughout the year, high school students staged walkouts to call attention to climate change, including Elijah Craig, a senior at Milwaukee School of Languages.
I think it's important that the youth have a voice in their own futures and that we don't just sit by and watch as we're basically robbed of our lives. And I think that it's really important for us to start standing up for ourselves so that way we have a stronger generation because we're going to take over the future. We are the future, so I feel like having informed students that care about themselves is really important.
UW-Madison political science student Stephanie Salgado says young people are beginning to navigate the adult world to bring about climate action.
I'm not seeking partisan solutions, but instead a bipartisan that we can all be a holistic solution to this whole problem.
Last week, Salgado sat shoulder to shoulder with business, utility, and environmental leaders at the first meeting of Governor Evers' Task Force on Climate Change as a task force member. Dan Vimond, who directs the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research, addressed the group.
We can be planning right now for what's going to happen in the next 30 years or so. What we do now makes a huge difference for the future of our state and of our world.
Vimont urged the task force to act inclusively and decisively. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.